And the answer to this, the answer to our messed up world is Jesus. He's the answer. In Luke 19:10, Jesus said, "I came to seek and to save the lost." I want to introduce you to someone. I've asked someone this morning to explain, to describe to us what it was like on video for us. And I want us to watch this video together of this person. Let's listen to them.
Good morning, Grace Bible Church. My name is Steve Haydew. My wife Judy and I have been attending Grace Bible for about 4.5 years now. On June 9th, 1996, I was born again. Today I come to you humbly and with great honor to be able to share with you how that took place. As I entered into high school, I met this very, very special young lady, my high school sweetheart, Judy. And we got married shortly after high school and started a young family. We had two boys, Ron and Dave, and we did everything we could to raise those boys the best we could. I look back at that time and I ask myself, actually Pastor Curry had asked me, what was it like to be an unbeliever before you came to Christ? Was you nervous? Were you scared? Did you feel lost? Actually, I felt none of those things. I was working hard for my family. I felt a lot of self-righteousness myself. I felt that the lust of the flesh, the lust of the world, and I was not really too concerned about following Christ. In fact, I didn't really know Christ. I've heard people preach to me from time to time, and they said, "You need to be saved." And I've always questioned, saved from what? Really didn't understand what that meant. So I had some unbelief in my life. I was in the world. Didn't really feel that I needed a Savior. Didn't go to church as a young family. Later on in life, my wife and I, we joined a rock band. We played music. Nightclubs, wedding bands, that type of thing. And which was fine. But still, again, no church. In fact, we used to go boating on Sunday mornings and couldn't understand why there weren't that many people there. Well, they were on church, more than likely. My two sons, Ron and Dave, later on in life, come to know the Lord. My son Dave first, the youngest one, and my oldest boy, Ron. And didn't really give too much thought or consideration what that was all about. I knew their lives had changed, but I didn't really understand why, other than they went to church a lot. And shortly after that, in the year of 1996, the beginning of that year, a good fishing buddy of mine, my brother-in-law, had passed away at 55 years old. And that was the first day at the funeral home, standing next to his casket, that the Lord nudged me. And I felt that nudge, and I knew something was wrong. Now, in my life, we had morals. I believed in not killing or stealing or lying. I remember the Ten Commandments as a young boy going to Bible school. But I never really maybe gave it much thought about what a relationship with Christ would be like. Until that day, I was nudged. I knew something was wrong with my life. I was a heavy smoker, a high-stress job, extremely stressful. I was a mechanical engineer, designer, and we had a lot of deadlines and that kind of thing, and a lot of traveling. Still no Christ, no relationship with the Lord at all. And that disturbed me. Something was wrong. I knew. In fact, the Lord, in my conscience, told me that if you don't change your life, you're going to end up the same way. But I kind of shrugged it off. So later on that year, 1996, important year for us, my wife came to the Lord. She was saved on Palm Sunday that year. Things really changed in my life. In fact, she had scheduled a baptism for later that summer as an outward expression of her commitment to Christ. And she was worried about whether or not I would be going to that. And I did, and I thought it was more of a ceremony than anything. She was going to get baptized. I knew what that was, but I really didn't understand what it was. So it was a beautiful Sunday afternoon. We went to West Branch Lake, and my sister, who's an evangelist, actually performed the ceremony. I remember me specifically standing on the beach watching my wife walk out into the water, my two sons, one on each arm, and she got baptized. Immediately, the Lord nudged me again, standing on the beach. And now, I think back at Pastor Terry's questions, was I scared? Did I feel lost? Now I did. I extremely felt scared and lost. In fact, the Lord specifically showed the darkness in me and the light in my wife out in the water. And I knew right then and there was a separation. And I love my wife, and I felt that was we were no longer evenly yoked. I was dark, she was light. And that scared me. Was it easy to come to Christ at that time? Absolutely. Thank you, Jesus. And he said to me, in my conscience, it didn't audibly speak to me, but he said in my conscience, he says, now is the time to come home. Come and follow me. I remember taking everything out of my wallet. I wasn't prepared to be baptized, but I took everything out of my wallet or out of my pants pocket and gave it to my daughter-in-law, who was standing on the beach with me. And I said, Lord, please forgive me of my sins. Lord, I have dishonored you. I've done these terrible things against you, and I am so sorry. I had a godly sorrow. I asked him to save me. Praise the Lord, I was born again. Hallelujah. I repented and asked for forgiveness. I took communion, and I was baptized. And when I came out of that water, and I was a pretty private type of individual, I didn't make a big deal of a lot of things. And when I came out of the water, first thing I noticed was the people that were in the water were taken out for a break, and everybody was watching the baptism. It didn't bother me, so I knew I was born again. I knew something was different in my life. My attitude, the pastor was asking me, what was your attitude like, and what changed in your life? And, well, I was happy, peaceful, joyful, all those, but I was grateful. I didn't really treat my wife very well back when I was young. We got married very young. I was 18 years old. Just growing up through that process. And after I got saved, I had such a great divine love for my wife that I never had before, never saw before. In fact, I could see the ugliness in me and how I treated her. And my life has changed. We pray together now. We read together now. Our devotions, we spend a lot of time together. She's everything to me. And as I read the scriptures, and the Lord told me, he says, love your wife as Christ loved the church. And I like to think of that. In fact, I heard a fellow make a statement once, my wife's faults are divinely orchestrated by God to make me more Christ-like. I love my wife unconditionally. So that was the biggest change in my life, and how I treated family members, and how I treated just people in general. I had a newness, a freshness. All things have gone. All things become new. I'd like to say that it's never too late. If there's someone out there today that is struggling like I was on that beach, and when the Lord nudges you, be sensitive to that. Be aware of that. I was in the world. I was self-righteous. I was lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes. I didn't believe. I was arrogant. I was ignorant. All those things. But once the Lord touched me, he opened my eyes, the scales fell off. And I encourage you out there, if that's you today, cry out and ask the Lord to save you. If you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. You know, once I got saved, I attended a new believer's Sunday school class as well. And that helped me tremendously, understanding the scriptures. Now I know by reading the word, fellowshipping with other believers, going to church, going to a Bible-believing church like Grace Bible Church, and serving the Lord. I understand now what that imperishable seed is in me, which is the Word of God. So I want to thank you for your attention this morning, and God bless you, and we love you.
Listen, if God is nudging you this morning, I ask you, just as Steve does, to be sensitive to that. Respond to that. That is God speaking to you, calling unto you.